Podcast Help Desk News for February 8th, 2019. It's a Friday, and today I've got a tip for you for what's known as feed mirroring or feed caching. A lot of times, a couple reasons you would want to use a feed caching service would be for, in case you were on a podcast hosting service that you're not quite sure about, or you're using a feed that you don't actually own. So if you're on a service that provides you with an RSS feed that has their domain name in it, some of them are reputable and some of them aren't so reputable. So it would be good to have a feed mirror, and then you take that mirrored feed and post that to all the directories such as Apple, Google, Stitcher, TuneIn, and so on. And that way, if said service goes away, which has happened, or if that service becomes wonky, unreliable, or you just want to move, you don't have to change your feed at all these other services. You just change the source feed for that cached feed and go on. Most famous of these services is FeedBurner. Problem with FeedBurner is it hasn't been updated appreciably since 2008. So it's been, 11 years now. Google bought it way back in the day, and Google hasn't done anything with it. So, you know, it may be reliable, it may not be. There's other ones out there, paid ones. Feed Blitz comes to mind. I wouldn't recommend paying for it because there's a free one out there. Now, disclaimer, I work for Blueberry.com and Raw Voice Incorporated, which is behind this one called PodcastMirror.com. So all you have to do to use PodcastMirror.com is once you have your feed established wherever your feed is hosted or generated, you go to podcastmirror.com, you sign in using a blueberry.com account, which is also free, and then you put in your source RSS feed, and it gives you a mirrored feed. And then you take that mirrored feed, and that's what you submit to all the directories and apps and whatnot. And if you're using PowerPress, that's another reason why you might want to use Mirror is, say, you're on a $3 a month shared hosting plan and your ISP gives you a little bit of crud about using too much bandwidth on your RSS feed. Well, Podcast Mirror will take care of that because basically you redirect your feed from PowerPress to the Mirror feed, and Podcast Mirror takes all that load off of your server. And there's a little checkbox in the settings at Podcast Mirror to be able to bypass that redirect so that we can update your feed. So anyway, check that out. If you have a need for a mirrored feed, go to podcastmirror.com. You can also check out, you know, FeedBurner and FeedBlitz, and I forget, there's a few others like that. But Podcast Mirror is free, and it's supported by Blueberry. Again, disclaimer, I work for Blueberry, so we'll take care of you. Anyway, let's see. I did have a new episode out yesterday, which I mentioned on podcasthelpdesk.com, talking about the Gimlet merger with Spotify and Anchor. So, and there's a little bit of more news about that, which I will talk about on Monday. Otherwise, if you want a free month of hosting or stats at blueberry.com, you can use the promo code helpdesk. So that's the promo code helpdesk at blueberry.com, gives you a free month and my undying affection, or however you want to put it. Anyway, have a great weekend. We'll catch you on Monday.